we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
So, Jesse, one of the biggest events in LA happened yesterday, the Emmy Awards. And Dean McCarthy was on the gold carpet and he's on this morning. I can't believe he's still alive right now to fill us all in. Babe, how was it?
Oh, good morning, everyone. Yes, look, it was, to sum it up, it was fabulous. It really was an incredible red carpet, a gold carpet, just like Jules said. The show was amazing. The big winners, Game of Thrones, The Assassination of Gianni Versace was another big winning series. Matthew Rhys took out Best Actor, Claire Foy, Best Actress for The Crown.
Yeah.
I just imagine Queen Elizabeth literally cheering.
The Queen probably made that happen.
Yeah, pulled some strings.
Yeah, she probably made a call. She probably sent someone a text, you know. Anyway, the big highlight for me from the show was actually when a guy named Glenn Weiss won. He is a director, and he directed, like, the Oscars telecast. He directs all the big TV show award show telecast.
Right.
When he won, he went on stage and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, in front of the entire world. It was fabulous. That was a highlight for me. But then, really, the true highlight was, of course, catching up with the cast of Game of Thrones. Here we are on the red carpet, just hanging out with the big winners.
Congratulations, 22 nominations. How do you feel?
Just incredible, and so well deserved by our amazing crew and cast and everyone who works so hard and is so talented. So we're just proud of them, really. I am. I'm just like, they deserve it.
Oh, awesome. I'm so jealous. That would be so cool. Ryan.
And what's going on with the story about how Meryl Streep got involved with...
with Big Little Lies?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Let me tell you, I love this story. Big Little Lies, of course, directed, produced, and starring Reese Witherspoon, also stars Nicole Kidman. Very successful first series. Well, they're making a second series. This is what happened, and I'm not even kidding or exaggerating. Meryl Streep called Reese Witherspoon on the phone and said, oh, hi, Reese. She's like, I hear your show isn't doing very well, which is a joke, obviously, because it is very successful. She goes, I'll be joining the cast for the next series. She
invited herself.
Yeah, invited herself.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. What confidence is that, that you could actually just be like, I'm coming on to the next season?
It's like, oh, Meryl,
and
we
you
don't
wouldn't
have
even
a
say no. You wouldn't even say no. You would create a character.
No one could. Yep, they basically, and you know what she's got? If you watch the first series, she will play Nicole Kidman's deceased husband's mother.
Right.
You know the show?
Yeah.
God, there's a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
They're coming for you, Dan. Quick, wrap it up.
Is it the LAPD?
It's the fire brigade. So here's the thing with America. Their sirens are so loud.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest. It does my head in. Anyway, so good to chat, guys.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.